I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She tackles pop culture's most important issues, and she's known for her signature folded tissues. It's Watch What Happens Live with Candace Dillard Bassett and Hannah Berner now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411.
Hey guys, you look great. Hey everybody, welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, on Potomac Night with two guests who I think are youthful enough to model hats. She says reading is fundamental, and honey, I own the library. Please welcome Real Housewives of Potomac, Candace Dillard Bassett. Hey Candace.
Hi.
Great to see you. And she's a summer house resident who emerges from her winter hibernation to dish on all things pop culture as a co-host of Bravo's Chat Room. It's Hannah Berner. Hey, Hannah.
Thanks for having me, Andy. It's an honor and a privilege.
Great to see you both. You know, Candace, I want your take on Ashley revealing to Giselle and Robin that she made a statement about your character on Monique's behalf. You're going to find out on the show in a week or two, but give us a little preview as to what your reaction was.
I was disgusted. I was shocked. I was disgusted. And what I've come to realize is that Ashley wants to say that she did that to help her friend. That was about Ashley. She did that to get back at me. It was selfish. It was foul. It was low down. And I really have nothing else to say to her. She's in the wind.
She's in the wind. Hannah, Carmela V wants to know the tea on your BFF Paige's split with her boyfriend, Perry. Carmela said, after last season, I totally thought he was the one for her.
Well, Paige can get any guy she wants, and I think she's waiting to find the one, and he wasn't it.
Candace, Melissa G said, do you think you still would have pressed charges on Monique if Karen hadn't suggested it? And why didn't you press charges on your mom when she slapped the side of your face with her big ass purse?
Well, first I have to address this. I think that it's interesting that people are saying that Karen was the reason that I eventually pressed charges.
Uh-huh.
Karen, she had nothing to do with my choice. That okay. was my decision. Karen saying what Karen did say what she said. She did say that if it were her, she would have pressed charges. But that wasn't my reason. Everybody's mom has a good mother will slap you upside your face. I'm not going to press charges on my mother. That's my mother. That's a good mom. She's going to give you a good pop. My bang is doing something funny. Hold
Hannah,
on.
Has your mom ever hit you in the face with a big ass purse?
No, but I probably deserved it a couple times. Didn't get it.
Well, yes.
There you go.
Yes, we did talk about people who deserve to be attacked for the things that they say. I know that was a conversation on your show.
Yes, it was. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, relating to that, Candace, are you surprised that there are people who are on Monique's side of this thing?
I shouldn't be, but I am. I think that, but you know what? I'm not, because when you have a person who has a PhD in spinning and creating alternate universes for themselves, she literally lives in Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, like just all by herself. She's done a great job of demagoguery, like our current president. She's just convincing people by continually saying lies over and over again. After you've said it so many times, you're going to have ignorant bands of loyal followers who believe you, and she's got that. Kudos to her. Snaps to her.
Well, Candace, you've taken heat for your negative tweets, but right now the only heat I want is the kind that warms our little hearts. So it's time to spill the positivity. I'm going to read off topics pertaining to the other Potomac ladies. Say three nice things about each. Okay, say three nice things about Giselle's style.
It's her. It's all hers. It's all her own. It's unique. And she loves it.
All right. Say three nice things about T'Challa. Okay. Name three reasons why Dr. Wendy should never stop bringing up her extensive education.
Okay, I have a million things to say about this. Because she worked her butt off for those degrees. She lost her father while obtaining her degrees. And she had a womb full of children while obtaining her degrees.
What three words would you use to describe Ashley's single, Coffee and Love?
Vomit. Travesty. Good night.
How do you really feel?
Say three nice things about Robin's hat line, embellished.
First of all, her hat line is Black Girl Magic because she cares about our edges. The inside of the hat is lined with satin, which I love. I love all of the different prints and patterns. And They're inexpensive. They're nice and easy to get. They're not. I don't want to call them cheap, but they're inexpensive.
Okay, very good. Okay, that was very positive. The Potomac reunion is going to be a doozy without question. And since I'm still literally without questions at this point, I thought I'd ask for Hannah for help. It's time for reunion roundup. I'm going to list some housewives. Tell me the first question I should ask each at the reunion. So what do you think I should ask Karen first at the reunion?
I want to know, how did you get so good at drinking Fireball, and why didn't you admit to being hungover? It's part of life.
Okay. What about Giselle? What's the first thing I should ask Giselle at the reunion?
Everyone talks about a personal style, and I want her to defend herself. How would you describe it, and why do you love it so much?
Candace, what do you think the first thing I should ask Giselle is?
So what I want to know, since she just doesn't want to share Jamal with us, can she just like tell us what color his penis is at least?
Okay. What about Ashley, Hannah? What's the first question you would ask Ashley?
This is going to get a little dark, but did you think having a baby would cause so many more issues in your relationship?
Okay, what about Robin?
Did you get an accountant?
What about Wendy?
Do you ever regret bringing up your degrees because of how America's reacted?
Okay, last up, what would be the first thing that you think that I should ask Monique?
To start lightly, how did you get so good at fake sleeping?
Oh, I think that Candace would like me to ask that question too. Okay, thank you very much, Hannah. Hannah, Alexis D wants to know if you have any update on Kyle and Amanda's wedding plans.
It did get postponed like so many people, and they still want to have that big dream wedding, so they are waiting. And I'm excited to see if it happens.
For both of you, Leslie H wants to know if both of you absolutely died when Karen yelled out Portland tonight while on the toboggan. That was pretty funny.
I gagged. Lady, I mean, I'm going to just chalk it up to she was in a state of duress. We thought we were going to die. So I'm going to put it there. I'm not going to say she didn't know where we were.
Candace,
I'll be honest.
Sorry, go ahead.
I didn't know what Potomac was because I'm a silly New Yorker. I thought it was Potomac, so I can't judge Karen.
Yes.
I am amazed. Yes. When we launched The Housewives of Potomac, I was amazed by how many people not only hadn't heard of it, but who couldn't pronounce it. That was interesting.
So many people.
I was like, this is exotic.
Yeah. Hannah, Naomi B said, is there a housewife or Bravo celebrity you've been desperately trying to get to come on your podcast?
I'm actually, I'm going to get Giselle to come on because I'm obsessed with Potomac. I think that it's been incredible. And I want to see if I could get some of the tea on Jamal.
Okay. Candace, Rachel A said, do you think your tweeting habits are a character flaw? Like Robin said, have you been trying to work on that?
I think Robin may have misspoken. I wouldn't call it a character flaw. I would say that it's something that, yes, I could work on, but I think it's more of a bad habit than a character flaw. I can admit that.
Some might call you a disaster on Twitter.
Are you calling me a disaster, Andy Cohen?
On Twitter?
Yes.
I think you should consider maybe stepping away from the Twitter.
Yeah, well, I think I've done a lot better than I have in recent years. I've really tried my best to either hold back or augment before I actually push send.
I did enjoy your defense of the Kardashians going on that trip.
That just burned me up. It's like, let these rich girls do what they're doing. Like, mind your business.
I
go to work.
I appreciated that. Let's go to the virtual audience. Vinchelle, what's your question for Candace?
Hello, Candace. Hi. You are looking gorgeous tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and Andy, you're looking handsome yourself.
Oh, yeah.
So, Candace, what did you think of Dr. Wayne constantly unfastening that button and going after Karen for making fun of her degrees? Do you think she'll ever bury that hatchet?
You know, I don't blame Wendy for feeling sensitive about her degree. She worked hard for those. I'm getting a master's and I'm doing accounting right now. I'm crying every night. If I had to do that four times, I would want to talk about them and brag about them and make sure that you knew that I was Dr. So-and-so. So let Wendy live. And then she just got here. You're still getting to know her. Like, give her a chance to sort of settle in, figure out her place, judge her next season. Let her live.
Okay, Caitlin, what's your question for Hannah?
Hey, Hannah, I'm first off obsessed with you in Bravo's chat room.
Thank you.
Do you have any regrets hooking up with Luke last season? And what's your relationship like with him now?
Oh, I have zero regrets hooking up with Luke. That man was put on this earth as a sexual object for women to enjoy. And my relationship with him now is good because we really respected each other and we never kind of committed to that relationship where you don't turn back from that.
By the way, Hannah, which of your chat room co-hosts makes you laugh the most?
I have to say they're all so funny in different ways, but Portia got drunk on the last episode and I haven't laughed that hard in a long time. Keep that girl away from martinis.
Yes. well, Candace, since you've declared yourself a library owner, let's critique some of our generation's most celebrated wordsmiths, the Real Housewives of Potomac. It is time to rate that shade. This is one of our favorite games. You're gonna see shady lines delivered by the Potomac ladies. We are gonna rate that shade 1 through 10 using our whiteboards. 10, of course, is the best. Okay.
The best.
I don't know if I have an eraser here, but.
And use your hand.
Yeah. Okay, Giselle. okay, here is Giselle regarding Karen's activities.
She's got zero to do. And Ray is on her list of things she doesn't do. Okay?
All right. Okay. Starting with you, you give it a 6, Candace. Hannah gives it a... Yeah. 7.5.
She got 2 down and 1.
And I give it a 6. All right.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Very good. I'm going to use my mask. Okay, here is Karen regarding Giselle's wine tasting event.
Giselle's hosting skills suck. We are standing around in a circle doing absolutely nothing. I just think she wants to talk about her literary award. I wish she had Skyped me. I could save the gas.
All right, Candace. 5. Hannah, 4. I give it a 7 just because I love her delivery. Oh. I love the way she spits out a read. Okay, it next up, here is Candace regarding Robin's curly red wig.
You hiding from the IRS? Like, just pay the taxes. Burn that, and it'll probably melt because I'm sure she is synthetic.
See, now that's a 3 and 1. She gives herself a 10. Hannah gives her an 8, and I give her an 8 as well.
Thank you.
That was pretty damn good. Okay, here we have Robin regarding Karen's housewarming invite.
She's taking this deck on grand dame shit too far. Like, I didn't know they did housewarmings for when you rent a house. Like,
okay, Candace?
I have to, that's pretty good.
You give
that's
that an 8, Hannah?
Because she was multitasking.
Yes.
I gave it a 6. All right.
Okay.
Okay, Ashley. Here's Ashley regarding Karen's ulcer.
Karen's ulcer is about as real as a unicorn, okay? When Karen imbibes, she catches a vibe. The gates open. And some things come out that maybe Karen wouldn't want to come out.
Okay, Candace.
Yeah.
She gives it a 4. What about you, Hannah?
She took too long to spit it out.
A 5. I gave it a 6. I thought it was more of a truth than a read. Okay. Next up, we have got Karen regarding Giselle's style. Ooh, I feel a whopper coming on.
Giselle and Monique are chummy. But I just hope Giselle's fashion sense don't rub off on Monique. Thank God Giselle is a good-looking woman, because goddamn, she can't dress at all.
Okay, you give it an 8. Hannah gives it a...
Giselle's my girl.
7, and I give it a 9, and it looks like Candace won by 1 point regarding Robin's red wig. Congratulations, Candace. That's some tough competition right there. Absolutely. Okay, I think we have time for one more question. Okay, Candace, Gilbert S. said, after seeing the remorse that Monique had during her conversation with her pastor, what was your reaction to that, and do you take any accountability for your part in the altercation?
Absolutely. I am accountable for my mouth, because my mouth is fast, it's smart. If you can't handle it, you might lose your cool and try to fight somebody. Yes, for my mouth, I can be accountable. Do I think that, what was the part? Is she sorry? What was the question? No.
The question was regarding.
I don't believe her.
Okay.
No, I don't believe her. And I'll tell you why really quickly. That was shot in November.
Okay.
She did 20,000 things after that, including writing me a song, bragging about what she did, bragging that she shut me up months ago on Twitter. It was just a barrage of foolishness that is not indicative of someone who is really, truly remorseful. It was a stunt. She's a stunt queen. She deserves an Emmy. Congratulations.
All right. Candace has bestowed Monique with an Emmy. Candace Dallas Diva 314 wants to know how your Chris feels about the confrontation now that he's seen the episode. And is he still friends with Chris Samuels?
I mean, he's obviously hurt for me and angry for me. And his main goal is to just protect me from myself a lot of the time. Especially with this, I had a hard time with it. So just kind of keeping me from, you know, going off the deep end. He and Chris Samuels actually did talk. Chris reached out to him about a month ago. I'm sure you can ask him about that conversation at the reunion. That's their business, what they talked about. But they did talk. Are they friends? I would say no. But you can ask them. And I do have to say, too, The woman in the audience with the good wig and the yellow, she's doing everything that I need. Yes, girl. You look fabulous. You look fabulous.
Yes, she does.
Yes, she do. I love it.
Hannah, Emily J said that she feels like quarantine has changed Carl, your summer housemate, beard and all. Do you still agree, or was he still up to his, do you agree, or was he still up to his old antics this summer?
Obviously, quarantine was terrible for a lot of us, but Carl had a quarantine glow up. He has a beard now. He lost some weight. And I think the future looks good for Carl. I don't want to jinx it, but I'm just saying, I think it looks good.
All right. That's happy news. Well, it's time for...
This Weekend in Bravo History.
Wow, This Weekend in Bravo History. 13 years ago yesterday, Project Runway Season 4 premiered, and the world met the fashion phenom known as Christian Siriano.
Chris.
Christian.
Hi, nice to meet you.
My name's Christian Siriano, and I'm 21 years old. Are these our beds? Okay, I sleep on the floor at home, so I guess that's good.
You do?
I'd rather buy clothes than buy a bed. But my model loves my outfit, and I love my outfit as well. I think there's some hand-sewn crap up in here.
It's polished. I think you thought about the whole look.
Thank you very much.
It kind of grows on me.
Good. It should. People will get bitchy. I know I will.
Oh my God. In the words of Tim Gunn, he made it work and he probably hasn't had a day off work ever since. We always love seeing our buddy Chris March. We miss you, Chris March. I want to thank Candace and Hannah for being here. We'll see you tomorrow night. I'm going to go to our after show now on Twitter. Thanks, you two.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, we are back with Candace and Hannah and some more questions. Candace, Heidi J wants to know, how do you fold your napkins to blot your tears? I want specifics for the folding.
Okay, so this is toilet paper. I advise against toilet paper because it gets real balled up in your face and in your tears. But you fold it until you can get it into a triangle.
By the way, I love it that the audience is taking your advice.
Oh,
okay.
My God,
yeah.
God.
Okay, you fold it, and Hannah, you fold it like a triangle.
And then you just keep folding until you can get it as sharp as possible. And then you just
the straight origami.
Stick it in the duck. It is, it's origami. You just stick it in.
Stick
very
it
good.
In That's the duct. Good, stick it in the duct. All right. Hannah, Raquel D wants to know, which housewife would you say had the ultimate standout first season, Wendy, Leah, or Garcelle?
Oof, I love all of them, but I'm going to have to give it to my girl Leah because she is messy and drunk. Wendy, like, had it together.
Candace, Daniel D with a whole bunch of numbers after his name wants to know, do you think there's any way you and Monique could ever be friends again?
That's a no from her.
Okay. Candace, Brittany K thinks you misused the word scruples when you were talking about Monique.
Did I? Oh, no.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't remember what you said, actually.
What I used it.
Yeah.
I don't remember how I used it, but I'm pretty sure I used it correctly.
Hannah, on Bravo's chat room, you and the other ladies are up in each other's business like a plastic spider in Wendy's sheets. So I want to get to know your co-stars better with a round of Bravo's chat whom? I have questions. Pick your answers from the bobbing heads of your panel mates, Portia, Giselle, Kate, and yourself. Whose opinions do you agree with the least?
Giselle.
Whose opinions consistently surprise you the most?
Kate.
Who has the worst Wi-Fi connection?
Portia.
Who in the group would Luke and Carl try and hit on first?
Ooh, everyone.
Who would be the most frightened to be around T'Challa?
I'm going to say Portia because she has to protect PJ.
Who's the most likely to get a little turn up before a taping?
Kate.
Who do you text with the most?
I'm going to say Kate.
Who's the biggest Bravo-holic?
Ooh, we all are obsessed with it.
Who gives the best reads?
Portia. I'll try to keep my boobs together so she doesn't say they're social distancing.
Who would you most want to be quarantined with?
Oh, all of them. I love my babies. We could just talk the whole time about Bravo.
Who has the best video chat background?
I'm going to say Portia because her baby daddy keeps sending flowers every single time.
All right. I love it. I want to thank Candace and Hannah and our audience. Everybody watch Bravo's chat room and The Real Housewives of Potomac. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.